Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from his books for Domus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And tonight on That Kevin Show, she recruits for putting America first, Ashley Hyatt. He's a filmmaker with Patterns of Evidence, Tim Mahoney. She is the civilian four-star, KT McFarland. And she will have moms everywhere laughing on Mother's Day weekend, Kim Curley. And in the spotlight, Ed Sheeran. And now, from the side of the looming Megyn Kelly, Charlize Theron showdown, here's That Kevin!
Yes, and welcome one and all to That Kevin Show for the weekend. So glad to have you with us. Kevin McCullough, my name. And it's true. And I don't know how many times this has happened, but I found it to be very interesting. This week, on the social media, you know, the stuff that you post about, you show your egg omelets and all that stuff. Anyway, on the social media, and on her podcast, Megyn Kelly, the former Fox News superstar, who then went to NBC, who then got a great big fat payout from NBC and started her own gig, and she's like flying higher than ever before. She basically said to Charlize Theron, who portrayed her in a major motion picture, come and get me. And I don't know that I've ever seen the person that in the real life that was portrayed by the actor or the actress ever told the actor or the actress, come and get me. But she did. And it was a very interesting, I'm in very weird shadows tonight. Anyway, it was a very interesting little situation. Let me, hold on. Do my own lighting. Anyway. So that's how it goes. Megyn Kelly saying to Charlize Theron, come and get me. Now, what is it all about? Well, here you see, People Magazine reporting this last week, and I do not read the People Magazine. The People Magazine is not high on my list. It's one of those gossip things. Every now and then, if they have like a nice commemorative issue of some historical person, those are kind of cool. But for the most part, I don't read the People Magazine. But in People Magazine, the headline was Charlize Theron warning people that she'll F anybody up who comes for drag queens. And then she said, we're in your corner. Evidently, this last week, there was this big, huge, I've still got shadows on my face. Anyway, there was this big, huge showdown, not showdown, this big, huge production on television of celebrating drag queens and saying we're gonna do what we can to prop up. And I think that after all of the stars and after all the people they pulled together and everything that they spent putting into it, and I'm sure it was, you know, a couple of million to put together, I think they raised about $500,000. But Charlize Theron says during the broadcast that she's going to F up anybody who comes for drag queens. Now, usually when somebody uses the word, if you come for me, they're talking about, you know, somebody who knows a guy. Who knows a guy who's going to come for you because you didn't pay the guy what the guy said you had to owe him. You know, it's one of those things. usually wearing a dark suit, dark tie, dark shirt, and a hanky. But regardless of all that, Charlize Theron, standing with drag queens, says she's going to F anybody up that comes for them. Now, why is she so perturbed about this? Well, it turns out her adopted child has transitioned. And I don't know if he was a boy, now he identifies as a girl, or if it was the other way around. But so this is kind of personal for her, but it's really not. Because drag queens sometimes aren't even transitioners. They're just people that put on the other stuff and do the dance and lip sync. And Megyn Kelly said in her show that she's been to a few of them and she found some of them to be entertaining. But she said putting the children within the proximity of these people is not what needs to be done. And if you disagree with her, she's saying you got to come for it. Well, nobody is coming for the drag queen, Charlize Theron. You just need to know this. There's no army. There's no militia. And by simply saying you want to keep the kids separate from the drag queens, that's actually a good thing. It's good for both. It doesn't put the drag queens within proximity of temptation doing something bad with the kids. It keeps the kids safe, too. Win-win. So anyway, I don't think Charlize Theron is going to come for anybody. I mean, the woman lives a life of pampered luxury. I thought she was awesome in the Italian Job. That's about it. All right, here we go. We've got a big show for you tonight. Stick around. But I do want to get you updated on what we're doing to help end human trafficking in our time with a brand new story tonight. Take a listen.
I was a child when I was abducted by the Arabs. My parents used to own livestock, and my mother would do all the cooking for us. I don't remember the year that I was captured. There had never been any problems in our village. Then one day, all of a sudden, we heard that there were Arabs attacking Dinka villages throughout the south. We were so worried, we could not even sleep at night. It was a big concern to my mother and my father. We were told that these Arabs were heavily armed and would kill all the animals and people when they would attack. We were very scared. Then one morning, they attacked our village. We scattered in different directions and I ran, but I was captured. My entire village was burned down, and I've never seen a member of my family since. Then I was taken north into slavery. My eyes saw horrific things on that trip to the north. Women were raped right in front of us. Men were beaten, and four men were killed because they tried to fight back. They were shot dead before our eyes. Once at the slave master's house, I was pretty much starved and worked brutal hours every single day doing difficult and very, very hard work. There was no relief, and then they raped me. My slave master did not think of me as a human. He would not even let me go to the hospital when I fell sick. And one day, I heard that there was a slave retriever from CSI close by. How I wanted to be free. That retriever secured my freedom. And thank God, I was able to return to South Sudan. Thank you to each of you who helped the slaves be free. But please don't stop until we get them all.
All right, the way it works is really simple. You just dial this number, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And when you do, you're going to have the ability to help rescue a human life out of human trafficking, human slavery. Our friends at Christian Solidarity International, our partners again with this, we've done this for the last 10 years. Friends, you've helped literally liberate thousands and thousands of women and children from slavery conditions right now. And that $250 gift gives them everything they need to start their life over again. So far, 192 women and children are our goal this year, and so far we've freed 41 of them. But we can't continue to do it without your help. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or go online to bringherhome.org. That's bringherhome.org. All right, Kevin McCullough, big show yet to come from New York tonight. We have got Ashley Hayek, we've got Ed Sheeran, Tim Mahoney, KT McFarland, and Kim Curley. It's all coming up here on That Kevin Show. Hey, Kevin McCullough, I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
From New York, it's That Kevin Show.
See, I knew it.
Come on, Kev. What's a few classified documents between friends?
I told you all the time. I knew it. I knew he had some, too.
Here he is. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
All right, my next guest is someone who, in this upcoming election cycle, is hoping to get a lot of people to think more critically about some of the issues surrounding their political choices going into that cycle. That's why she's the chief engagement officer for the America First Policy Institute and a reformed Californian trying to figure out if the East Coast is really all that worth it. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and please welcome Ashley Hyatt.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, Ashley. It's good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You are engaging, and AFPI is, and by the way, when AFPI came into existence, I got really excited to see what the potential is. I am very proud of the fact that we have your people on all the time, and you really have maintained that America First kind of focus on the issues, not on the personalities, not on the people, but on the issues themselves. And before we get to what I've asked you to come here to talk about, just talk about that mission from AFPI. As you define it, America First Policy Institute is seeking to do what?
So we are really the home for the America First movement, and it is a long-term, 100-year generational, multi-generational plan to save the country. And so, you know, what we learned in the last administration are the policies that work. And so those policies belong really to the American people. So how do we do things like pass universal licensing in the states? How do we, you know, stop the transgenderism from infiltrating our schools? How do we give power back to the American people? Because that's what it's really about. Our president and CEO, Brooke Rollins, she was the head of the Texas Public Policy Foundation. So her whole expertise has really been moving state policy. And that's something that she's incredibly passionate about. So, you know, not only are we playing at the federal level, we have an amazing government affairs officer in Renee Hudson, but who also worked for Kellyanne Conway, who was the chief of staff to a member of, on the Hill. But we're playing in the states. And so whether it's partnering with, you know, leadership in the Utah state legislature or in Texas state legislature or Florida, working with governors, that is all part of this greater plan to really, you know, advance the America First agenda.
Well, and that's what federalism actually is. It's letting the states determine what they want to determine themselves and moving that in the best direction possible. What I loved about AFPI was that it allowed a lot of the brain trust that powered the Trump policies to stay together and keep working for the good of the American people on those particular arenas. So we have a lot of your guys on, and they know these subjects inside out because they saw them for themselves as they were either, you know, the heads of departments or what have you.
That's right.
And they're doing a great, great job. And I know you're going to be a big part of the conversation in the days coming in the very near future. You mentioned the transgenderism issue. There's probably no radio host in the country that has covered this more than me. But I have to say, I'm impressed with some of my friends in the media, and I want to give a personal story on this. There was a number of years ago when Megyn Kelly was working at the Fox News Channel, and she was dominating the afternoon cycle. She had a two-hour solo show, only host on the network that had 2 hours all to herself, and she was absolutely killing it in the ratings. And I got to be on that show, I don't know, a few dozen times over the course of the time that she was hosting it. And I'll never forget one day we were talking off air about, I think it was Chastity Bono that at the time was in the headlines, and it was a big deal because it was a celebrity's child and someone was transitioning. And I remember there being a very kind of intense give and take between myself, the other pundit I was with, and Megan. We were all talking about the kind of things involved here. And I could sense from where Megan was coming from that she had people that she knew personally that were struggling with some of the issues that are related to that. And she gave a pretty, I would say, firm defense of chastity at the time and what was happening. The only reason I tell you all this is that on her podcast in recent weeks, she has absolutely called out the Dylan Mulvaney's and the other crazy way that this whole issue has exploded to take over literally everything it touches, from beer to candy bars to, you know, the classroom. This is now like the obsession of those in the media and those in this administration that are wanting to see it become much more codified into law. We've got a few minutes left in this segment, Ashley. I might want to ask you to stay for a second one, but can you give me a sense of why you think this has become the overriding social, cultural norm that they're trying to instill at this point in time?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I grew up in a time where we were told, Sheryl Sandberg, if you remember Facebook, when she had her book Lean In, there's this lean in, as a woman, have your seat at the table, shatter glass ceilings, women can have it all. And now we're seeing a complete shift, especially from Democrats and the left, of no longer do we have any sort of identity, you know, and I think this is actually a much greater conversation in terms of if people don't have an identity, if they don't have a source of purpose, they're a lot more easy to be controlled. And what started out with stopping hatred towards a particular group of people has morphed into transitioning children, minor children without parental consent. And it's about taking power away from parents, giving it to the government, and it's absolutely disgusting what is happening in our country. You look at places like California that passed a law that said if, you know, one spouse wants their child to transition, but the other spouse does not, that that child can become a, quote, ward of the state. Think about that. You're giving your child to the state of California so that they can undergo a gender transition surgery or puberty blockers or hormone therapy, when in fact, 75% of children who have gender dysphoria do not carry it with them into adulthood. So, you know, you look at it from every single social issue that the left is pushing right now. This is one where the majority of the Americans don't agree on. It's wrong morally, ethically, on every account. And I think it really is in order to give government more power over individual people.
Well, what you're bringing up here is really one of the scariest aspects of the whole implementation, because it's one thing to say we're going to give people the options to do this and make things available. And I think we should be much more discerning in that entire arena of the conversation. But when you're talking about governmental control of choices and of determinations and outcomes for a child that belongs to a parent. I know that these leftists think that the kids of this country belong to the entire country. I know that they have this kind of warped mentality in their brain. AOC does, that my child actually belongs to her because she's part of the government and they get to determine what's best for them. That nothing could be further from the truth. And our founding fathers certainly felt that way. That's why there's so much self-determination written into the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. But on this issue of government controlling not just the choices and the options, but now the very means by which you come to that decision, and they've done it in ruthlessly cruel ways. The Biden administration, first month in office, said to every school district that doesn't take our guidance on this, we're going to withhold the money for poor kids to be able to eat their daily breakfasts that we're giving them to help feed people. I mean, this is really beyond the pale. We're going to take a quick break and come back, but I want to get your response to that. And then it's not going away anytime soon, and we'll be discussing it, I know, for days and weeks to come.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. this week are being assigned court dates in the next decade. Some migrants who came through Texas on Thursday were given immigration court dates in Chicago and Florida for as late as 2032 and 2035. The University of Idaho is awarding posthumous degrees to four murdered students. School officials say each of the victims killed in the off-campus stabbing in November will receive degrees in their areas of study this weekend. Former President Trump is attacking Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in a new ad. In his latest video, Trump called him Ron DeSanctimonious and said he needed a, quote, personality transplant. Trump also called the governor's recent foreign travels a, quote, total bomb. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is expected to easily beat the competition this weekend at the box office domestically. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
To that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
And we're back from New York. Some people wouldn't believe this, but just a couple of weeks ago, the state of Washington, here in the U.S., passed a law in which, or guidance at least, in which they have said in writing, in the guidance for the local public schools, that if a school district wishes to help a child transition fully from the gender that they are, the sex that they are, to the opposite, that they will only release that information on to people that are deemed important enough to know. And in the same guidance, the exact language says that parents do not necessarily qualify for that definition. I don't know of a more invasive or more, hurtful approach to public policy than what we're seeing right now in terms of the transition movement and this emphasis on children doing it as quickly as possible. But a lot of groups are speaking out about it. I've told you a lot about the excellent documentary over at Independent Women's Forum called Identity Crisis. It's got a 10-part pieces to it now. You need to go and watch that. But the America First Policy Institute, which is really setting the tone for what a new administration will be about, should that person be a Donald Trump or someone that is America First in their approach to policy, is actually speaking out about this. And I think it's courageous that they do so, because not a lot of their contemporaries in the think tank space have. And Ashley Hayek is the chief engagement officer for them in that capacity. Ashley, I said before the break that the most cruel element of all of this is that you actually now have the government taking hostile positions against its constituents. What should the response of government be?
Government should stay out of our lives in terms of any of these issues. Parents should have control over their children, their children's education, being able to provide medical service as they need. But the problem is, you know, the government is pushing this. The medical institutions in some cases are also pushing this. The transgenderism and the gender hormone therapy and surgeries. There's a great book by Abigail Schreier called Irreversible Damage, and it came out in 2020. And, you know, I went through that book, and it's absolutely shocking how so many people who are part of the medical community and the transgender community and very supportive, they fell victim to everything that's happened. You know, a lot of these kids who were seeking help for gender dysphoria had other underlying mental health issues that were never addressed. If you don't feel like yourself, well, then maybe you're not really a girl. Maybe you're actually a boy. And then they get pushed through this system that takes away control from parents and brainwashes these kids into something that really isn't.
Well, and on some level, and people that are parents would know this, but the left is having fewer children each year, so they're coming to a lesson understanding of this. But if you've had a daughter, or if you've been a daughter, there is nothing about the early teenage, you know, late single-digit years that is pleasant about changing from one stage of life to another. It's very awkward. There's a lot of social awkwardness. There's That's a lot right. of emotional uncertainty, and you feel like you just don't want to be yourself sometimes. And it appears to me that the people that are pushing this are not trying to help young people, particularly young women, find answers. They're trying to exploit opportunities to do what you just mentioned, brainwash them into another mindset that violates not only what their normal, healthy norms will eventually grow out of and become comfortable with adulthood, but also the faith of their family, the love Yes. and safety of a secure home. I mean, there's so much riding on this.
That's right. And make no mistake, this is a multi-billion-dollar industry. So if you look at the executive at Vanderbilt University, when they were exposed, they said, you know, if we do a chest removal surgery, that's tens of thousands of dollars. If we do this procedure, it's this amount of money that the hospital makes. That is not why you give care. That is not care at all. Yeah. So to call this not only gender affirming care, but then to do it for the sake of lining your pocketbook is disgusting. And the ones who are victims are really these children. And you know, you have to think in the book that I just referenced, she has multiple stories of parents who said, well, you know, maybe I can help be supportive of my child. But ultimately, once the child went down this path, once the child is on puberty blockers, the likelihood of them going the full gender therapy and the surgery is about 80% plus. And that's absolutely astonishing, especially, like I said, when so many of them don't carry it with them into adulthood. There needs to be a level of compassion. We need to get to the bottom line of, you know, the mental health crisis that's going on and address the root cause of why this child is experiencing so much anxiety, not, okay, what do we do to make a dollar and, you know, completely change and wreck this child's life?
Can you just tell us how people can support what you're doing and how they can be in touch?
Absolutely. Sign up at AmericaFirstPolicy.com.
Ashley Hayek, thanks for stopping by. Come back anytime.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back from Times Square. Don't go away.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Back to that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is someone who I originally met many films ago. In fact, the Patterns of Evidence was not yet a series. It was just a single documentary that he had produced examining the evidence of the origins, the reliability of some of the Old Testament books. And he has since gone on to do a number of films. The most recent one we will discuss tonight. And I am so honored to have back with us Tim Mahoney. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for having me back.
What's the name of the newest film, and what's the story behind it?
In 2003, I actually began this investigation, and I went to Saudi Arabia. I got permission, official permission to go, because I had heard that there was evidence of at a mountain where there were pillars altars, graveyards, things that were matching a pattern of evidence for the children of Israel at Mount Sinai. And but when I got there, they didn't want us there. And when I left the country, by the way, May 15th, 20 years ago, in 2003, when I left the country, I left without any footage. And I was in despair. I thought, what am I going to do? Because they confiscated it. And I wasn't able to actually make a movie back then. So it's taken me this last two decades to really bring it around and to be able to do this investigation the way we needed to do it. And thankfully, here we are, going to be releasing the film in over 700 theaters May 15th and 17th.
Very excited about that. Let me ask you, pull the camera back, no pun intended, just a little bit on the Patterns of Evidence series as a whole. I mean, we started with that very first one, and I've missed a few in between here and there. I think we've covered a couple of your films. But what has been the impact of combining grade A science to theories and questions and the text of Scripture?
Well, I think that right now the Scripture in a lot of universities and college campuses is considered irrelevant. And what's been happening is that by me taking this approach, which I had no idea I would be involved with, it's really a scientific approach. The Patterns of Evidence is to have a theory and then to look for the pattern. The theory is that the biblical text is historical. We look at different events and we try to say, can we find those events? And we make a pattern and then we investigate that. Now, what we're finding is that the pattern is there, but it's not always at the time people have suggested, and it's not always in the place. And that is the reason why these are very effective investigations, because people, I believe, made mistakes in the past. And what they've done is instead of recognizing that maybe they don't have the right idea, they basically have said the Bible isn't historical. And the effect, Kevin, is that you send your children off to college and they are told, you know, your parents really don't know what they're talking about. This Bible is not really historical. These events didn't happen, and there's no reason why you should believe any of it.
Hmm. Well, so how many films have you done in the series thus far?
This is number 6. So we've got the Exodus, the Moses Controversy, Red Sea 1 and 2, and now Journey to Mount Sinai 1 and 2.
So for people that did not see Mount Sinai 1, if they go on the 15th or 17th of this month, will they be unable to grasp the introduction to the conversation?
Not at all. These films really are standalone investigations. What I've done is I've just expanded it. So we're going to be looking at three mountains. It's over a two-hour film, and we're going to be investigating a pattern of evidence for the location of, you know, what was the journey that was taken. And we're going to basically starting from scratch with this. When you look at the other one, it's just another volume of mountains that we look at. We will summarize it all, but you don't have to see the first one in order to actually really get a lot out of the second one. And they're standalone films.
I'm assuming the scientists that you have examining the evidence that you bring back are all A grade, but talk to me about the types of scientists that you've pulled in to take a look at this. I'm assuming geologists and other important fields.
Very interesting about this is that we're going into forbidden territory here. And what do I mean by that? Saudi Arabia. Two of the mountains we're going to be investigating are in Saudi, and there has not been any archaeologist allowed to really survey that time period because it's been off limits politically. So what we've found is there's a new category, which I call Exodus Explorers. And those Exodus Explorers are people who independently have taken upon themselves, some of them, multiple times have snuck into the country taking photographs and trying to get back to someone. There have been other people who are archaeologists who've been trying to get in, but because of the nature of the Israel and Arab world, there was no one was going to be willing to allow Israel to have a history, especially if that history was going to be in their backyard. Mm-hmm. So this film is not just archaeology. It also has that political drama that's associated with this investigation. And that was part of the story that I have. So I'm going to tell the backstory of Exodus explorers who actually got arrested and accused of being Israeli spies in this film. I'm going to also, though, talk with Yuri Zarns, who was able to dig there. And In my interviews, some of the scholars told me that they find evidence for the Bible all the time, but they know that academically they can't talk about it. But they talk amongst themselves because, you see, talking about the Bible is off limits, both academically and sometimes politically. But he had just retired, and he said, you know what, I don't care anymore. I'm going to talk about this, and I'm going to let you know that he saw and was very interested and felt that there was a pattern of evidence there that but needed to be investigated. But, Kevin, part of the problem was this. When explorers would go in there and get arrested because they were wandering around there, that would cause them to be more alarmed. And that then also caused it to be more difficult for anyone to do scientific work in the area because it was then a big problem. And fences came up and they guarded it and they had guards there. But that became then more interesting because it was like, what are they trying to hide, right?
Well, it sounds like it will be a very fast-moving 2 hours. And as the pattern of evidence films that I've seen always are, they're extremely compelling. Friends, you want to get tickets and you want to go see it. Can they get tickets at patternsofevidence.com? Is that where they go?
Yes, that's a good place.
Tim Mahoney, it's been far too long, but thanks for coming by and telling us about this. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin.
You got it.
Ready or not? We'll be right back. That, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum.
It's that Kevin Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in 2023, Ed Sheeran.
I heard you calling and my eyes are rolling. Day is breaking into powder blue. Sunlight is framing our every moment. What a way to start off the day with you. Flick a finger, start a discussion to pick a singer. This one you'll love it, I have to bring. Just let the speakers take you away. Drop the needle on Dusty. Crossed on the leaves like a lake. The moment came out of nothing. Beautiful smile on your face. Yesterday was a long night, but I got a feeling that the future is so bright. All of the pressure washed away in the low tide. But we gotta wait till the clothes are bone dry. So I drop the needle on Dusty. Lost within a stormy ocean. Nobody knew what we were going to. We talk about it as we dip our toes in. Take a breath and race for the waves with you. Flick a finger, wait for the magic to do its thing, yeah. Sadness we got then. Let's put some color into the gray. Drop the needle on Dusty. Frost on the leaves like a late moment came out of nothing. Beautiful smile on your face. Yesterday was a long night, but I got a feeling that the future is so bright. All of the pressure washed away in the low tide. We gotta wait till the clothes are bone dry. So I drop the needle on Dusty. Nothing static on the stereo before today. Both on the edge, throw it all away. I used to think that every situation stayed the same, but I can see it start to change. Okay, drop the needle on Dusty. Frost on the leaves like a lake. The moment came out of nothing. Beautiful smile on your face. Yesterday was a long night. I got a feeling that the future is so bright. All of the pressure washed away in the low tide.
All right, from his brand new album, Subtract, Ed Sheeran, and Drop a Needle on Dusty. As we continue on That Kevin Show, stay with us. Hour two is on the way.
Hey, get the soundtrack. Search hashtag New Music Spotlight on Spotify or Apple Music.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.